Toehead Band. I taught myself basic Japanese, and then in college, I took one semester, and that was it. Okay, Patchy is finally ready, but he's gonna have to wait for me to finish this Herbie Hancock song because it's really fucking good. And in the meantime, I will answer more questions. Let's see. When am I starting a podcast? That would be really fun. I would be down to start a podcast. I thought about it a few times. Maybe someday. Shava could be a good candidate for co-podcasting. Yeah, Naruto Headband. I had one of the fucking... I still have it. I actually found it the other day. I have a Naruto fucking headband. I'm pretty sure back in, like, freshman year of high school, I wore it at least once. And it's the pussy repellent headband, the ultimate armor against the bearded clam. Also, whoever came up with the bearded clam, I hope they fucking die. That's the grossest ass name for anything, especially like something you want to fuck. It's awful, disgusting. What was your favorite Aqua Teen Hunger Force episode? Oh man. There are so many fucking good ones. I don't know. I don't know what to pick. I'm sorry I can't answer this question, but it's a good show. I like it a lot. I think there was an episode at some point where Meatball became really smart and was being a complete cunt about it, and that was pretty funny. But I can't recall exactly. Let's see. Do you have a favorite radio event to play? I fucking love Christmas. Well, that being said, I love Halloween because I'm a big horror guy, and I love having the spooky music, and I love writing new anime horrors every year. It's a lot of fun. I also love, obviously, like, that Claude plays. It really hypes up the night. So Halloween's great, but there's, like, a sense of togetherness on Christmas when everyone comes together, including 4chan A, people who we haven't interacted with all year, and we get together, and, like, that's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy that. And I love putting together the Secret Santa. I'll probably do it again this year. It's great. Didn't Dougal say that he was done? Yes, I promise. As soon as this song is over, I'm going to dot DJ Patchy in, and I'm going to go to sleep. Because it's fucking 3:45 a.m. here on East Coast, Best Coast. And it's past my bedtime. Is Chino your daughter? No. Yayoi Takatsuki from Idolmaster is my daughter. Chino is the barista at the cafe that I go to sometimes. How close is this to you? Too high-pitched. Though that being said, I do have the weirdness of hearing my voice through my own skull, which is always strange. If you've ever heard your own voice recorded, and you've ever thought, wow, I sound fucking weird in that, it's because normally, you as a person, as a human, are used to hearing your voice reverberating through your own skull into your eardrums. So you hear yourself differently from how anybody else hears it. If you record yourself into a good microphone and you play it back, that's how everyone else hears you. And it's always disconcerting. But it's cool. The fact that human beings are 75% water is pretty interesting. Best Christmas special? I don't know. So, one thing about me that people who know me really well know is I love sad shit. I love sad music, I love sad VNs, I love sad anime. I have always felt that the catharsis of sad stuff is really beautiful and really emotionally impactful, and the sort of thing that will linger with you for years to come. So when I think of Christmas, I think of like F, Fairy Tale of the Two. I think of like K-On! And the sad episodes of K-On! I mean, the Charlie Brown special. Actually, let me shout this out. The Charlie Brown Christmas special, and in particular, the jazz music of Vince Guaraldi and his trio for the Charlie Brown Christmas special, is literally one of the best jazz albums of all time. The Vince Guaraldi trio cover of O Christmas Tree / O Tannenbaum that's on the Charlie Brown Christmas album is legitimately one of my favorite jazz tracks ever produced. I have it on vinyl and it's great. And if you have Spotify or some shit, listen to it. It's dope as hell. Top class jazz. Do you sleep naked? You know, I'll be honest with you, I don't sleep naked, and the reason, I've tried it before, and I would wake up too horny from my dick rubbing on the bed sheets. So I stopped sleeping naked. My blankets aren't too heavy, so I don't get, like, overheated. Coffee Arcade. I am currently in talks with somebody who I know to open a coffee shop. I don't know if it'll happen. I don't know if it's even what I want to do, but I am keeping an eagle eye on the situation. It could happen. I don't know yet, but we'll see. But coffee's fun. Coffee's a lot of fun. How do I improve my voice? Tough question. I don't know. If you're talking about delivery of your voice, obviously you can't change your voice. Your voice is your voice. But that being said, just because your voice isn't like the deep radio host guy voice, which is kind of like what I have, does not mean your voice is bad. Pedantic Romantic is an anime YouTuber tranny who has the worst voice ever, but it's strangely compelling. Gilbert Gottfried sounds like his balls are being squeezed by a mad dog, but everyone loves his voice. You know, don't feel like your voice being high-pitched or something means it's not okay. You could go to a voice coach and learn a little bit about speaking from your diaphragm, that kind of shit, that will help you, but you can absolutely make the voice you have work, I promise. I don't want to keep going too long, because Patchy wants to get on. Why are you such a Chuni? I don't know. Chuni is fun. Eric Wolfson album, I'll check it out. Let's see. Do you hug your plushie? No. Sometimes I do hug my pillow. Like, I'll just hug a pillow, but not often. Actually, I own a Dakimakura. Specifically, it is of Kirari from the Kira Kira VN, which I'm very fond of. But every time I've tried to sleep with it, I wake up and find it on the floor because I push it away from myself while I'm sleeping. I am not a good cuddler. I'd probably have to be the little spoon because I would push whoever I was sleeping with out of the bed otherwise. Imagine Dougal going Nopon. Would he pew in his pants? Well, I guess if I was Nopon, I would, by definition, no. Hey, my dick is fine. It's not tiny. According to that dick measurement website that I know you've all used, I am bigger than 75% of males. It's probably skewed and not correct, but it's fine. Okay, I am gonna get the fuck off the air and let Patchy on. Thank you, as always, for listening to me and my bullshit. And more importantly, thank all of you for just being around and being fucking fantastic. You know, whether you hate me or not, whether you think I'm a shit DJ or not, I have so much fun streaming for all of you. And I hope you all have a fucking fantastic weekend. And I can't wait to stream with you next time. Somebody asked me for something before I signed off. I hope it's an Oyasumi. Oyasumi Guka. Oyasumi Shamiko. I love you. Chew. And here comes Patchy. Oyasumi.